Buju and hello. Welcome to Northern Voices, celebrating ties to Minnesota's Northland, where I talk with folks from around Northern Minnesota about tradition, sustainability, and Indigenous and ancestral ways of life. I'm Leah Lem, your host and fellow Northlands explorer. Today, I'm talking to an artist who comes from a family of artists, with creative traditions that span from painting to regalia, from beadwork to moccasin making. Wendy Savage has spent years supporting the careers of other artists. She's created curriculum for schools about Native artwork. She's curated exhibits, and she's spent lots of time researching and speaking and visiting elders in her community. Wendy is an elder herself, and though she tries to retire, it doesn't seem to ever stick. But it will this time, I am assured.
I'm Wendy Savage, and I'm an enrolled member of the Fond du Lac Reservation Lake Superior Band. And I'm a multicultural artist, and I've been showing since 1978 in galleries.
Wendy is quick to praise many artists and colleagues when we talk. I feel like I'm destined to go on many side quests from talking with her. Plus, she has decades of research under her belt, mostly done before the era of Google, so she is a wealth of information. So today, I'm going to take some time to celebrate her and her work. First, let's take a short trip down memory lane.
I come from a family that pretty much of us are all artists. And if they're not doing artwork, they're doing maple syrup, wild ricing, or fixing cars is what our family does. We had always made, you know, regalia in our 20s and 30s because we grew up with these very special little things that my father had. And one was this exquisitely beaded bag. And it was a big event when my dad would take these out to show us. He'd have the bed made, and he'd put another cloth down, and here would come this beautifully beaded buckskin bag, and then we had these little pair of moccasins. But inside this exquisite little beaded bag were these very, very old, ancient coins. And all he ever explained it was is that it was his grandma's bag. And I never forgot, I think that's when I fell in love with beads and beadwork, is the stunning quality of it and the texture of it. And to this day, we used to have a saying like, if I had $100, I'd buy beads.
As you can hear, beadwork is a passion of Wendy's. It's not only beautiful, it's familial. Now, Wendy does all sorts of artwork, drawings, painting, pastels, beading, sewing, applique, and so on. Wendy has a lot of her work available for people to view at her tribe's clinics.
And most of my artwork goes to the clinics because that's where my passion is to be seen daily by the people that come into the clinic, the people that are sick, that are needing healing. And one of the worst things that you can do is go into a clinic when you're nervous. And clinics are very, usually not real Native friendly, but ours are. And when you can see something like, oh, there's something that I can relate to. The older clinic on the reservation, the original clinic on the reservations has some drawings, some oil pastels, some tobacco pouches. Most of the work at the clinics are like, well, the new ones are the beadwork designs on the birch boards.
Wendy has a lot of inspiration that goes into her work, and she just mentioned beadwork designs on birch boards. That's when she paints to emulate, or in a way, document her beading designs.
My sister is a fabulous painter, and she was painting on these birch boards for canvas. And I said, she goes, here, I got these birch board canvases. See what you can do with them. I was kind of looking at this nice piece of birch board, and I said, well, what was I doing? And at the time, I was going through my house, and you know, I was going through drawers and downsizing, and there were like two or three pairs of moccasins that I never finished. And I was trying to just use the beads that I had in the house to see what I could come up with. And I came up with these two designs that I kind of really liked. And they were for a gift for my nephew was getting married. So I was making these pair of moccasins for his in-laws. And so I said, well, how could I document that beadwork pattern so I'll have it? And those birch canvases were just right there. So I gessoed the background black, because we bead on black velvet if we're not beading on leather, and transposed and those beaded designs on there, and I painted it in a very flat method. What inspires me is what I have on hand and what my sister throws at me and says, here, what can you do with this? So I then started researching really, really old beadwork designs. I love beadwork from the 1850s to the 1920s or 30s. That's the beadwork style that I like. So I started documenting these old beadwork styles on these, and they're just, and those little canvases are just 8x10. So that's what I've been working on right now. But I do have another project.
Now, I've been holding some information close to my chest as Wendy and I sit across a table from one another. Between us lies one of Wendy's art pieces. It's a ribbon skirt.
Well, we brought some props today, and what I brought was one of the latest pieces that I made, and it's a ribbon skirt dedicated to the Lac La Croix Ojibwe pony. And this was done for an exhibition at the Nordic Center, and their theme was the horse, of course. And then I remembered an old painting by an old friend, Carl Gaboy, about the Lac La Croix Ojibwe pony. And so I created a ribbon skirt with the ribbon applique of horses.
The skirt's fabric is a watery blue with horizontal ribbons that shine in the light. It has metallic embellishments and white beads that frame the front panel. It also features horse outlines, and accented at the bottom are a couple jingles complete with horse hair. It is a work of fine art with a story. And here's Wendy with that story. I think it's a great example of art intersecting with another one of Wendy's passions of research.
And the history of the Lac La Croix Ojibwe pony was that it's in an area, kind of in the Net Lake area, but it was also, this is the Canadian side. And so these ponies were used by the people of Lac La Croix to do their logging during the winter. And they would abandon these horses on an island on Lac La Croix all summer long. And then in the winter, they would go and gather them to do their logging. In the 19th century, logging service changed. It started to mechanize. Well, there was a man named Fred Isham around 1960 discovered that the horses were abandoned. And he decided to go on snowmobiles and organized a roundup on snowmobiles of these Lac La Croix horses. The controversy also is these horses were, where are they from? You know, because we kind of think that the horse came with a Spanish. Well, in reality, DNA testing was done on this unique breed, and they are in fact from an old Northern Plains Indian pony stock. So they were here before contact. There was also evidence found on birch bark scrolls of the horses. So this controversy still kind of goes back and forth. But with the DNA testing, it's a little more permanent that, yeah, these horses were here before contact. So these horses have been saved to this day, but they've been interbred, you know, with other breeds to keep that line alive. But this little pony was, it had short furry ears, a very thick coat, and iron hard hooves. So it was a different style of the hooves. So I chose to do a very elaborated ribbon skirt with the applique design down the front and on the back of these Lac La Croix horses.
It's really lovely to see this story come to life in Wendy's art. Chimigwech, Wendy Savage, I appreciate you sharing with me. I'm Leah Lem. Thank you for joining me for Northern Voices. Northern Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Today's musical flourishes brought to you by Sam Miltich, Giga Wabaman,